Welcome to Ninja Your Life podcast with your host, optimal well-being and self-mastery coach, Sonia Tom, where you learn how to ninja your life physically, mentally, spiritually, and intuitively using the strategies from the intersection of positive psychology, clinical psychology, fitness, mindfulness, and meditation, and the time-tested wisdom from Sonia's 35-plus years as a martial artist and now 6-degree black belt master. Hi, Ninja Nation. How are your mind, body, and spirit doing today? I'd like to welcome all of you to episode 5. I'm recording from Chicago, Illinois. We are currently having a thunderstorm. Lots of wind is blowing through the house right now, so you might actually hear that. And there are a ton of ambulance sirens going on. So let's just make the best of it. I'm going to be recording here from my kitchen. And you might just hear all those sounds, and here we go. This is an opportunity for you to practice your mindfulness skills and for me to practice too, of course. I actually am your host, Sonia Tom, and some people call me Sensei Tom. That is a Japanese martial art honorary term used for teacher. I'd like to first of all just thank everybody for leaving your reviews and ratings on iTunes. I have been reading them, and wow, thank you so much. I can't tell you how meaningful it is for me to know this is impacting your life in a positive way, and that you're sharing this with your loved ones and coworkers too. I also am noticing that there are people listening in from Australia and Washington, D.C. and Detroit, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Ripon, Wisconsin, Philadelphia, San Francisco, Texas, Illinois, and Wichita, Kansas, and I'm just like, wow, this is cool. I can actually sit in my kitchen, drink a cup of tea, and reach all of you and share my message. If you're willing to invest the time in listening to Ninja Your Life podcast, this is pretty powerful. I love teaching my workshops and my retreats, but I just get that audience in front of me. And, you know, it might be, you know, 50 to 200 or more people. And that's wonderful, too. I love doing that kind of work. But this is very powerful. I can be comfortable in my pajamas, drinking some lavender tea, and reach all of these states in the United States and across the seas. So cool. So thank you so much for supporting me. And let's get onward with episode 5. This is one of my favorite topics. I probably say that with every podcast because I love what I do. But this one I teach a lot on. I've been teaching this for many years. This is all about meditation and mindfulness today. I would say it's more of an introductory podcast to that because I can teach this at very deep levels. And today I just, you know, I've been noticing that meditation and mindfulness is pretty much in every Facebook feed I'm getting. It's being incorporated now in organizational psychology and corporations and the well-being of workplace environment. So I just thought I would talk a little bit about meditation, mindfulness, and how you personally, listening right now, can incorporate this into your everyday life. Like now, not just tomorrow, but you can do it today. So I want to just give you a sense of relief that meditation is quite simple. And I know you might feel a little overwhelmed with all the techniques and strategies that are being published. And even my podcast is one of those that's going to tell you a little bit about meditation and what to do. But just remember this, it's not a one size fits all. And wherever you find yourself in your life, you might need a different form of meditation. So for example, if I'm feeling depressed or anxiety, I might actually want to just do a meditation with my eyes closed if I'm feeling anxiety, and if I'm feeling depressed with my eyes open, and there are reasons for that. And you just want to have a little bit more wisdom as to what your body and your mind need. You need to, you know, we need to listen to the wisdom of our mind and body and really pay attention to creating self-care strategies every day, not just once a month. So I myself am working on this, and meditation to me is really just about being my best friend. I am all about sitting with my mind and just having a sense of humor about it, because it's pretty silly being human. We can actually feel absolutely wonderful, strong, and beautiful one moment, and the next moment, it's crazy, but we go into self-doubt, we're our worst critic, we start judging ourselves. Okay, the next moment, we feel great, we feel empowered, we feel celebratory, then we have another moment. In that moment, we might feel frustrated, agitated, triggered by our loved one. I mean, it's amazing, isn't it? Like all of the emotions that we can feel in one day. So, no wonder we might feel a little bit insane. But here's the good news about meditation. There is no need for that. We can actually watch and observe our thoughts and emotions without any attachment, clinging, or any type of Velcro to any of that. We can make a choice to control our attention to wherever we want to put it. So that's what I want to talk to you about, is just the basics of meditation, nothing too fancy here. You know, if somebody were to ask me, all right, Sonia, what is meditation? I mean, I hear so much about it. I hear so many opinions about it. To me, it's just a tactic to control your attention. So let me just say that again. Meditation is a strategy to control your attention. Just like a flashlight, you can put your flashlight on one spot of the floor and you can attend to that area, or you can shift it and take that flashlight and put it somewhere else. You can make that choice through awareness, of course. So we don't have choice if we are not self-aware, and that's really huge. So in the workplace environment, I'm sure some of you probably work with people who are not self-aware. Pretty painful to be around those people, isn't it? And we have to make sure that we're working on our own emotional intelligence and social intelligence, and our self-awareness is very key to that. Meditation helps us with this self-awareness. Our mind determines our experience of life. So if we change our mind, we can change our life. And we can change our experience of the entire world then. So there's no mystery to meditation at all. It's just the fundamental attitude of observing our mind. That is it. We are becoming our own best friend by sitting and observing our mind. However neurotic and pathological you might feel, we're creating the inner observer to watch the breath, and that is the fundamental attitude. The mind is observing from a detached position, which, by the way, is not a bad word. Detachment can be extremely healthy because it creates spaciousness for living fully with a very healthy filter of the emotions and thoughts that we believe or not believe, so we can choose. So we're leading a life with meditation practice in our everyday life, and I want to bold and underscore the word everyday, so that we can live awake and alert and receptive. So we got to train our mind to observe without judgment or evaluation. And so that's what we do in meditation practice. We are experiencing this inner world and our outer world, free from attachment. So it's kind of a waste of time, and it's very fruitless to come from the perspective of, and I hear this all the time, I have to clear my mind. I have to clear my mind. I got to make sure that I'm controlling and clearing my mind. How do I meditate to do that? And I just simply nod my head and be like, I can't do that for you. But what I can rather do for us is we can learn to assign the mind new tasks to do, and we can learn a new relationship to the mind that is loving, compassionate, and accepting. So that is me taking the mystery out of meditation. And, you know, we can actually collect all the books we want and read all the blogs we want and listen to all the podcasts we want on meditation, and none of it will do any good except overwhelm you and stress you out even more than where you are now, unless you apply it and practice it every day. That's why I say incremental steps, which has helped me, by the way, a great deal, because I'm kind of a recovering perfectionist, and I, for some reason, just love to scare myself and overwhelm myself. I now, thank God, have the awareness to just sort of laugh it off and announce it verbally. I don't even care if nobody's in the room. I'll actually announce it. Okay, Sonia, you don't have to believe that thought. And that really helps me come home and center and ground myself, because I got to tell you, if it wasn't for meditation, I probably would feel quite insane, because my mind loves to think. I'm addicted to thinking like everybody else. So I'm telling you things that have worked for me and sharing with you, hopefully that will help you, that meditation is really quite simple and that we have to learn it and practice it in order for us to apply it. It's like anything, right? Any of you that are listening right now that are into sports, or that you love fitness training, or you're into the creative arts, we all know that we can't apply anything unless we learn it and practice it. We are what we practice, really. So if we practice, let's say anger, then that's what we become very good at. If we practice compassion and acceptance and gratitude, then we get very good at that. And so we talk about this quite a bit in my workshops and retreats and my presentations. Applied meditation is on-the-spot meditation. So that's when we actually take a moment. We're portable with this meditation. We use it 24/7 whenever we need it. And we just breathe. That's it. So let's just do that right now. I'd like you to just take a moment. And we're going to announce our intention right now. And we're just going to say, I'm taking this moment to slow down and to observe my breath and downshift into the present moment. Take a nice deep inhale. And breathing out. Breathing in. Breathing out. Breathing in. And breathing out. So how do you feel? We just took 3 deep, slow breaths. Do you feel more calm? Do you feel centered, grounded? This is what we consider applied meditation. It's actually to de-escalate suffering in our emotionally charged situations. So this is something you can apply immediately after going to a stressful event, feeling overwhelmed, feeling oversensitive, feeling triggered by a spouse or partner. This is applied meditation. It's portable, and you do it on the spot. It's just 3 breaths. And I have this in my show notes here, because 3 to be free is something you're going to hear from me all the time. And it's in a blog in ninjayourlife.com too. So let's go onward to the second thing I want to talk about. And that is, what is the difference between meditation and mindfulness anyway? Isn't it all the same? Well, first of all, we need to realize that meditation practice is life. Okay, so meditation is 24 hours a day. post-meditation practice is the real test of the strength of our practice. So if you look at it this way, that mindfulness is increased awareness to what is really happening to you right now, right here, at this moment. That's mindfulness. It's a mind state. It's a mental state of mind. It's not formalized. It's an actual feeling of awareness that emerges through paying attention. And so if you look at it that way, you know, meditation is a formal practice, yes, where we practice, what we practice will prepare us to strengthen and sharpen our mindfulness skills and tools. So to sum that up a little bit more, meditation is the training, and mindfulness is the way of being in your everyday life. Hopefully that'll clear some things up. You're going to get some meditation techniques from many different teachers that are absolutely amazing and powerful, that might be called mindfulness of breath, mindfulness of body, mindfulness of thoughts. And I do these meditations with my students and my audience too. Those are all meditations, again, that are training you to have mindfulness of those three things, so that you can actually integrate that into your everyday experiences. So meditation is really the training. You know, you want to consider, I like to consider my mind is sort of like this little puppy where it just likes to do whatever it wants to do, and it's always thinking and it's going fast, and sometimes it feels anxiety, and sometimes it feels manic, and sometimes it feels creative, and sometimes it doesn't. And my meditation practice is really about putting that puppy on a leash, gently of course, and slowing it down so that I can start practicing waking up out of this sort of trance state that I might be in, believing all of these thoughts. I don't have to. We don't have to believe our thoughts. So you're taming the puppy. You're training the puppy. And sometimes you have to be firm, and sometimes you have to be gentle. So this is a meditation practice in mindfulness. And if I were to leave you with some last thoughts about it, we have to remember that stress and multitasking and burning out, these are all very real things. And they not just impact our relationship to ourself, but they impact our work relationship, our productivity, our creativity. Impacts us negatively on innovating, on our relationships at home with our friends and our family. So these are very important, that we want to make sure that our meditation and mindfulness practice optimizes our well-being by connecting to ourself and others, and of course to Mother Earth too, and to nature. So remember, if we don't slow down from time to time, we will slow our progress to waking up. Slowing down is not lazy, it's not procrastination, and it's not avoidance. Slowing down is actually one of the hardest things to do and one of the most compassionate and wise things to do. We are so addicted to this intense experience. So anything that is subtle or slow or deep is boring. I don't know, I feel like kind of have to go into that fertile ground of boring. You have to go into that fertile ground of slowing down so that you can literally see what's going on in your mind and raise the level of awareness. Because we really need to have our awareness to be louder, having more volume than our anxiety and our depressions and our unwholesome emotions. So I could probably do another podcast on this, but I'd like to just kind of leave you with that other thought we had in the beginning of this podcast, that your mind will definitely determine your experience of life. Change your mind, change your life. You can change your experience of the world by meditating and practicing mindfulness every day. in relationships and at work and at the home base is where we want to do this practice, not just when it's convenient. It totally enhances our wellness. It enhances our immune function. So we really will do this for our health too. And meditation will free our body from identifying with very scary thoughts and emotions that create these wonderful movies in our mind, right? I know mine do. The meditation helps us press the stop button and that we can actually become healthier, mind, body, and spirit. So that's it for today, everybody. Meditation and mindfulness 101. Hopefully you got a little bit out of this, even if you are an advanced or experienced meditator. Love to hear from you. You can email me at sanyatheninjacoach@gmail.com. I bow to your body, mind, spirit, and intuition. Thank you for joining in today.